Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Howard, Vice President and General Manager of PGC Incorporated.
On Monday, August 7th, 1972, at 7:42 a.m. on the Harve Moore Show, a man identifying himself as Dr. Strangeletter called this radio station and informed us that he had stolen the W from PGC.
Sound off. I want to sound off about the name-calling that goes on in some of those sound-offs. I know there is such a thing as freedom of speech, but calling someone a nincompoop, a dimwit, a stupid idiot, a dumbbell, a jackass, a moron, a meathead, a clod, a fool, a clown, a klutz, and so forth is being a bad sport. Don't you think? Be nice, Mr. Soundoff. I think you're a cuckoo. Sonia Jaeger, Countryside Court, Silver Spring. Your response is welcome.
Best sound-off of the week wins $30. Send yours to Sound-Off, PGC, Box 8550, Washington.
PGC presents Captain Good Guy.
Hello there, boys and girls. This is Captain Good Guy on a WPGC U Club. Have you sent me in your name and address yet? You haven't. Why not? You won't? Oh, come on. Please send me in your name and address. Okay, I remind you, dockily dockily doodly doo.
That's all, folks.
It's the WPGC Batman Contest. When we last left Batman and Robin, two unblinking fish white eyes were glaring at them through the darkness. The ogre was preparing to feast on the blood of these two foes against evil. Batman, having type A negative, knew he needed help. So, dialing his good guy bat phone, he calls the faithful WPGC good guys to the rescue. Which WPGC good guy will save Batman and Robin? One of the WPGC good guys has arrived in time to save Batman and Robin. Good guy, come forward and be recognized.
Hi, this is good guy Dean Griffith.
Hey! We got another winner. WPGC 1580.
Sound off to whom it may concern. We would like to sound off. We are three young ladies working for a top-notch insurance company in Silver Spring. We listen faithfully every day to WPGC while working in our office. For the past month, we have tried repeatedly to reach your station for Request-O-Matic. The number given by your announcer is 779-1580. We tried this number. The phone would ring and 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 ring some more. We even held on for 5 minutes one day. And while holding on, the announcer said over the radio that so-and-so was on the Request-O-Matic line and wanted such and such record played. Now, we dialed this number 5 minutes before he announced the Request-O-Matic, and the phone was still ringing. What gives? We don't understand how we had 779-1580 tied up, yet someone was able to get through and request a record. There must be a secret phone number somewhere. Your consideration in this matter would be appreciated. In other words, help! This WPGC sound off from J. A. Cree, M. Huckabee, and C. Rasmussen of Silver Spring, Maryland. Your response is welcome.
Headline deadline. Foley Ford, who laughs at city prices.
This is WPGC's Man on the Street. Sir, do you listen to WPGC?
Yes, I work in the meat market. I'm a butcher, and I listen all day long. I've been phoning up on all the radio stations.
Yes?
Being a butcher, I prefer WPGC. Those other stations slice it too thin.
Sir, do you listen to Good Guys Radio?
No, I never listen to WPGC.
Why not?
I don't like to listen to the good guys. I don't like that bright, happy, fun music. I don't want to know what's going on in the world.
Say, who are you?
I am just a nasty old man.
Sir, do you listen to WPGC?
No, I don't. I'm big business. I don't listen to anything. I'm interested in consumer spendable income, gross national product, inflationary pressures, and the Federal Reserve Board. If I listened to Good Guys Radio, I wouldn't have time to worry.
Pardon me, miss. Do you listen to WPGC?
Yes, I'm a telephone operator, and I always plug in the WPGC Good Guys.
Any reason why?
I find with the good guys, I make better connections.
Sir, do you listen to Good Guys Radio?
Yes, I'm a photographer. Good Guys Radio puts more snap in my picture.
Yes?
I always put on the good guys and see what develops.
I know. I always listen to Bob Raleigh on WPGC because he always has a really big show.
WPGC, Sound Off.
Mr. Sound Off, I have here a response to all the sound offs. And I've just come from the candle store so I can wax poetic. The clouds are so dark and the sky is so gray, it seems as though there's not much to say. When all of the sky is bright and gay, maybe then I'll have something nice to say. Cindy Dunois, Connecticut Avenue Northwest, Washington. Your response is welcome, but your poetry is not.
Best Sound Off of the Week wins $30. Send yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington.
It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
Wild Thing by the Trogs on WPGC. I'm talking to Skip McCloskey of 42nd Avenue in Hyattsville. And if you remember back many, many months ago, Skip was the first winner in the Batman contest. Skip, let's see what happens this time. Who's going to win the swimming derby?
Gentlemen, Jim.
WPGC good guys jump. Marvelous Marv having trouble with his two-piece bathing suit, a little snug around the ankles. Here comes Tiger Bob Rupp. Gentleman Jim is on the outside. Power of Moore is in the snack bar. And the winner is Dean Griffith.
WPGC presents Captain Good Guy.
Hello there, boys and girls. Hello there, boys and girls. This is Captain Good Guy again on the Yoo Club on WPGC. Send me in your name and address, and we're going to say you to you on the radio. All you do is send your name and address to Captain Good Guy, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington, D.C. Now, this is Captain Good Guy reminding you to mind your mommy and daddy all the time, and always remember, dirty hands can never feed a dirty face. You know, I think we'll give you a double yoo-hoo. Yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. Send me in your name and address. We'll say yoo-hoo on the radio. Now, this is Captain Good Guy reminding you, snoozy, cluesy, doozy, cruisy, lollapaloozy.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, sir.
Here's another WPGC convention hotline report. McCarthy trying to do the same thing in Chicago that Rockefeller failed to do in Miami Beach. Eugene McCarthy is the Rockefeller of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago today, and the outlook is he will suffer the same fate, or so many, many people say. The smart money says he won't make it.
WPGC Sound Off.
I've been sitting here day after day, week after week, thinking about some of those sound offs. About that woman wanting softer seats on the buses. And the one fella who wants golf clubs registered as deadly weapons. This type of thing is a bad fad. Makes me sad in my pad bad. John Kyla, Sharon Road, Triangle, Virginia. Your response is welcome.
Best Sound Off of the Week wins $10. Address yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington, D.C.
Good Guy Baseball time. We're in the stadium and we're ready to go, and the manager will play ball, and this is Big Wilson, and we're talking to John Lyon of 3149 Newark Street in Washington, D.C. John, you tell me, when we have one of the good guys come to bat, is he going to single, double, triple, home run, or just go by way of the boards and make a net?
I think he'll hit a single.
All right, let's find out.
Okay.
WPGC's Johnny Jones steps up. Johnny is currently hitting his weight, 118. The pitcher, Harv Moore, grabs the rosin bag. He grabs a laundry bag. And now Harv grabs a paper bag. He brought his lunch. Johnny Jones sends a ball screaming down the third baseline. That was the ball screaming. The umpire says foul. Johnny says no fairsy. The umpire changes his mind. Johnny Jones has a triple.
WPGC Sound Off.
I live in College Park amidst a lot of trash. Not people, real trash. Garbage, piles of leaves adorn our street. They've been there since February, even though there have been many complaints made. The trashmen themselves carry cans and bags around and drop little things out of them, little things we don't want, and they don't bother to pick them up. We don't want them. Please take them away. Little things like broken bottles. Oh, well, what's a bottle in the street? Right, right, wrong. So are the trash men. Let's clean up. The sanitation employees, and I thank you for your attention. A listener on 49th Place in College Park. Your response is welcome.